1052.
Amend Affordable Housing Preservation Code to add Portland renter protections.
Further discussion before we vote? Roll call, please.
Novick?
Very much appreciate the commissioner charge's efforts. Aye.
Fritz?
Very good input from everybody last week. I realize these changes don't go far enough as far as the advocates are concerned. We are limited by state law, and I hope that we will all work together to try to get some more changes at the state legislature next session and they're ongoing. In the meantime, this is a responsible way to try to limit the impact of huge rent increases, of at least giving renters notice of large rent increases. Aye.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge the very effective advocacy of a lot of our key partners, including the Community Alliance of Tenants and other folks in our community concerned about the crisis in the rental housing market. This is one part of a solution to a very complicated problem. I wish we could push these protections even further, but much of that is out of our control. I view this as our new floor, not as the ceiling. And Dan, I want to thank you for your leadership and not only stepping up and answering the call, but putting forth a reasonable proposal for increasing much-needed protections for vulnerable tenants. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, as we heard loud and clear last week, Portland renters do need help. These provisions we're about to pass, I think, provide a safety valve for tenants who are facing unprecedented rent increases and unprecedented low vacancy levels in apartments. And by extending the time for no-cause evictions from 30 days to 90 days and requiring a 90-day notice of rent increases that exceed 5% in a year. I don't think it goes far enough, but as Commissioner Fritz observed, we are limited by state law about what we can do, but I think this is some solid safety provision, safety valve protections we can provide to tenants. And I also want to commit, you know, I think we also know that not all landlords should be lumped into one big category as evil people. There's a lot of great landlords out there, but we also know that we're in a time where there are speculative investments being taken and no-cause evictions, I think, are being abused in terms of getting tenants out of buildings to flip them. So this is going to provide some protection, and I have committed, and I make this commitment to everybody, that we will, about one year from now, we will convene and review how this policy has been working. And, you know, in the meantime, the legislative session will have occurred, and there may be new authorities for us, or the legislature itself may provide some new protections for tenants. But I do commit to everybody that we will review this policy in 1 year's time. Thank you all for your support. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for stepping up on this. You know, over the last few weeks, the council has focused a lot of effort and attention on housing, but, of course, it goes back quite a bit farther than that to when we first started working together, the five of us, and we held harmless our housing agenda during the biggest budget deficit in the city's history. That was a good piece of work, and so was this. And I know we heard in this chamber from people that are so passionately fearful about their situation in our city, whether they're trying to buy a house and they're seeing the houses on the block transformed or demolished and replaced, a subject that we'll get to here shortly. Whether they're trying to stay in their rental unit and are fearful of a letter in the mailbox that says their rent's going up 40%, as we heard, in at least some cases, has happened. So we have to try some new things, and this is a new thing for the city of Portland to do. It's appropriate that in a state of emergency, we try some things, and then we evaluate, as you just said, some months or a year from now, because the one-year term of this state of emergency seems about right, if we're going to focus a lot of attention. If you've been in this chamber during these discussions, you'll have heard earlier this week how your housing bureau is issuing the largest ever notice of funds availability for the construction of affordable housing. I'm very pleased about that as well. So there's a lot of good work being done on a set of difficult subjects, all of which grow out of how fast our city's changing and how much growth we're facing. 200,000 more people are going to live here 20 years from now if the planners are correct. So are we going to be San Francisco at that point or Portland? That's what these issues come down to, and I just appreciate your innovation under fire to do the right thing. Aye.